Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914 page 58 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. At this time, anything more than the headlines of the newspapers and I had not formed any opinion based on newspaper reports or casual rumor as to whether or not Frank was the man guilty of the crime, and I did not express myself in the language attributed to me by the said Ricker or any other language, nor did I know that the public sentiment was so strong against Frank that he would not be able, if acquitted, to get out of the city of Atlanta alive, and I positively and emphatically deny that I ever made use of any such expression. I was constantly on the road traveling from April 26, 1913 until July 24, 1913, during every week, and did not spend a sufficient length of time in Atlanta to know what the public sentiment there was with reference to the guilt or innocence of the trial, Leo M. Frank, that I have read the depositions of H. Sheesh Gray, S. W. Johnson, and John M. Holmes. I had a conversation on Sept. 2, 1913 with the said H. Sheesh Gray, S. W. Johnson, and John M. Holmes. This was after the verdict in the Frank case had been rendered on August 25, 1913. I never saw Gray, Johnson, or Holmes together or separately after I was served with a subpoena as a juror, which was Friday, July 25, 1913, until after I was discharged from the jury on the Frank case. On July 24, 1913, I was at Athens, Georgia. On July 25, 1913, I was at Statham, Winder, and Atlanta, Georgia. I remained in Atlanta on the 26th and 27th. And went on the jury on July 28th. I never saw either of these men, either in Sparta or elsewhere, after I knew I was a juror on the Frank case, until Sept. 2, 1913, at which time I did discuss with each and all of them the Frank case, fully and freely in Walker and Holmes' insurance office. I then stated that in my opinion there was not a shadow of a doubt but that Frank was guilty. I did not hear several parties, as stated by S.M. Johnson in his depositions, say that they thought Frank was not guilty. But on the contrary, every man who discussed the case in my presence in the office aforesaid expressed the opinion that the said Leo M. Frank was guilty, and I was congratulated by everyone who came into that office among them.